Hi, my name is Alexis Wadding. I am 17 years old and currently a senior at Bishop Vero High School. Today, I am speaking with Karina Wadding, and we are recording this interview in Fort Myers, Florida. So, Karina, tell me about yourself. When and where were you born?
I was born in Tallinn, Estonia, formerly known as Soviet Union, on May 20th, many, many years ago.
So, just a little bit of background about you. What were your parents' names?
My father was Akrashevsky Grigory Vladimirovich, and my mother was Akrashevskaya Lyubov Anatolyevna.
Now, what did they do for a living?
Both of my parents were gymnastic coaches.
Very nice. So, now that with them being gymnastics coaches, were you ever a gymnast yourself?
Yes, myself. I did gymnastics since I was 3 years old, and my older brother did gymnastics as well.
So with you guys both being in the gymnastics industry, how many years did you do gymnastics?
14 for me, and I would say probably 16 years for my brother.
Very nice. With that being said, with having school and gymnastics to go to, what was your typical day in Russia?
For me personally, our schooling system is a bit different than it is in the United States. We have classes split up into two, where the first through the sixth grade goes to school in the afternoon, and seventh through 12th grade goes to school in the morning. So my brother and I would get up, catch a bus, and after catching another bus and another train, we'd finally get to our destination, and he would get off and go to school, and I would travel a long distance more and get off to go to gymnastics. And in the afternoon, we switched, where he went to gymnastics and I went to school. My school started at roughly about 3:45 and ended at 10 o'clock at night. So there were nights where we didn't get home till midnight from school, depending on how the transportation ran that day.
So you essentially had to take two buses and one train on the way there and the same thing on the way back.
That's correct.
And you guys had no transportation at all.
We did. My family had a car.
But it was easier for you guys to take a train and a bus to get to school and gymnastics, right?
Correct.
So how many years did you do gymnastics?
About 14.
So why did you stop doing gymnastics?
Just shortly before our move to the United States in the early 90s, I fell off the bars and broke both of my arms and undergone several surgeries, including flying to United States, moving to United States and having several surgeries here. I attempted to do gymnastics afterwards, but my wrist was just too weak, and it forced me to a point where I just couldn't go any further.
Now, you said that you moved to the United States. At what age did you move to the United States?
13 and a half, so almost 14.
Right. So, who came with you to the United States?
I came with my family, which is my mom, my dad, and my brother, and upon my dad being granted this opportunity to move here and coach gymnastics here, him and my mom adopted his whole team, which consisted of six girls, and I also got a chance to select one of the girls from my team that I was close with. And bring her along. Essentially, their parents gave up the parental rights for my parents to bring them here to the United States to better their lives and better their future, in a sense.
Where did you guys come from Russia? Like, did you come to a certain state, or where did you go?
No, we moved here from Estonia straight into Fort Myers, actually. We flew into Miami, and the gym that invited my parents to come and work here had us set up in North Fort Myers.
Very nice.
That's where we stayed until my parents were able to buy their own home.
Very nice. So now that you came here at 13 years old, not knowing any English, what was it like coming over here, not knowing anyone besides your family or the language and culture?
It was rough to a point where conversations took place and you really couldn't, you didn't know what they were saying, but there were times they would look at you and you knew they were talking about you, but you just couldn't make out what it was. Or nodding your head when people ask you, how old are you? Because you thought they're asking you, how are you? But all in all, I wouldn't say it was bad because I think there was a group of us and we were always together. So there's never a time where we felt like we were alone or it was just me and my brother. It was a team of us. There was almost 10 of us. So I think that made things a little bit easier.
So if you think that if you didn't have the whole group of the six other girls, then it wouldn't have been as easy?
I don't know that it would have been as easy as it was.
No. Right. So, since you didn't know the language, how long did it take you to get accustomed to the culture and language?
I don't know if I can answer that. We picked it up pretty quickly, I would say. I don't know if I can put a timeline to it. We learned by mainly reading the subtitles and watching movie with subtitles and trying to pick up here and there. We were put into a bilingual class at school, ESOL, but the teacher was Hispanic and it was rough to understand her and try to learn a new language. So the best way to learn is for us was to read the subtitles. I don't know. Quickly, but I couldn't put a timeline on it, I guess.
So TV shows helped you with subtitles?
Correct, because when we moved here, I knew how to say yes, no, and ice cream.
That's awesome. So besides the language barrier and the culture barrier, what was the biggest thing moving here? What was like the biggest change or the biggest like difference that you noticed?
Besides the culture? The weather? I came from a very cold climate. I'm used to a city, even though I grew up or spend most of my summers with my grandma in Ukraine. I grew up in the city. Tallinn, Estonia is a big city. So I think kind of that's a big difference to me, not having a city life, I guess. But then again, I went to school in New York and lived there for a few years and wouldn't do that again. So, I don't know. I mean, definitely the culture is different. I mean, food's definitely different. That's one of my big things. I have to go to certain stores, to purchase the type of food that I'm grew up on, and once in a while we'll drive out there and get what we like, so that's always something to look forward to. But
now with you living in two different countries and moving over here, what was one major thing that you learned that you would give advice to teenagers and young adults like me from your experience?
One thing that I can say, I guess, that is learned out of all of this, what can I say, is that follow your dreams. Anything that you want to do, follow your dreams and you can achieve it. My family had a dream to one day move to the United States and they were able to pursue and succeed.